Trefos Shir Dalad by Rosh Yeshiva continued. Yud Vez Adaral Fetoshim Mem Vav, February 21st, 1986, and Friday continued.
Tesves, that Kufte Zion, in his book in Mohammed Aleph, Les Tesves, says, Gemara says, Dilma Neach Gufi Treitav, that Neach was a Treitav. So Tesves, the Kasha Dim Tema, Vale Chayach, Rekein Gimu Meishama, Yishleina, Vishema Lohoyo, Bikeach, Ufriyus Korobe, Vishubin, Kimandama Tadachai. Neach was a traitor, but he lived after the mother. 300 years. So he says he lived, but he was sick. Visugin ki mandoma treifa chayo. V'abatamo yorogu lechalik v'treifa zodo v'treif beimo. So even if you say treifa ina chayo, there's beimo. But by odom is different. So Chalim and Trevi Dodom and Trevi Beima Mishim Dodom Nisli Mazla Bikoshe Iberishu Trefes Maisarai Mie At Trefes Beim Now here it's mentioned again from Tamshi then Neirabim Zion, this also rejects Rabbi Tamshi. Okay. Nothing special. Okay. Now, Rabbi Tam says there is a difference between other name because other is another. What does other Mishra Mazla mean? Does anybody have the idea of how they don't have to go in yet?
Mm-hmm.
Chamed Abbeid says that Muid Luodon we have Muid Lebein. Why? If you share is addicted to and that Muid Luodon is having Muid Lebein. But Muid Lebein is not having Muid Luodon. If you share is addicted to go behemoths, it does not mean that he is likely to go mad. Human being. But if he's addicted to all human beings, he's certainly likely to go a behemoth. Why? Because of behemoth. Obviously, Muslim, behemoth, lessly Muslim. So, what does it mean, Muslim? Muslim doesn't mean has to show the stars. So, Rashi says, Muslim. Rashi that base in. In the Okama, the base. Isli Masle. Odom Isli Masle. She Isli Das Lishmeres Gufe. His intelligence. He can take care of himself. Watch out. That Sarab Greger in Gimian Asha says, Ayn Rashi, Ayn Shabbos, Nun Gimon Beis Birashi, Digo Amasro Masle, in Shabbos, Nun Gimon Beis, at the top of the Gemore. So Rashi says, Odo Misle Masle, what does it mean? Malach Shalay Yomei Yisol. Another has a malach who watches over. As a matter of fact, in Bava Kama itself, Rashi has another loshin. And I think the other loshin is in accordance with Rashi's pshat and shalt. So that's not important. So one pshat in Rashi in Bava Kama is Isli Masle Yishli Das Lishmeratsmei. Another pshat is, as Rashi for expresses it in Shabbos, Yeshli Malach Humeilitz Malach Shalem Humeilitzot. Yada, every human being has a separate Malach who watches over him. Watches over him. Now, what does it mean? Some Mele, what does it mean Malach watching a separate Malach for every person? The Rambam says in the Rambuchim that sometimes when the Gemore uses the Loshi Malach, and I think the Rambam said that even in Tanakh, sometimes Malach has reference to the laws of nature. Because what is Malach? Malach, the real meaning of Malach is Shliach. Yishlach Malachi, Eleisapach, Yishliach, Yishliach. The laws of nature manifest the will of God, of the Ribbono Shalom. So they are the Shluchim. They manifest the will of the Ribbono Shalom. So they are the Shluchim. So, what Rashi means is Malach, that every human being has a separate Malach who watches over him, means Ashkocha Pratis. A Behemah has no Ashkocha Pratis. There is only Ashkocha Klolis over a Behemah. Because the Ashkocha Providence makes sure that every species should be preserved. But there is no Ashkocha Pratis over each Behemah. Machine, a human being, so there is Ashkocha Pratis over every individual human being. So that's called a Malach. That's called a Malach. And as a matter of fact, Rashi's first Losh in Burkhame and Rashi's Pshat in Shabbos could be reconciled. Why? Because Rashi in Burkhame in the first Losh says that Mazla means he should das lishmeratsmei. So, but we know what without Hashgacha Pratis, without Yadin Ishmaye, so we know what the Yishli das lishmeratsmei means. You see what happened with the speech of what happened. You see, I mean the challenger. So he had the biggest brains. Who watched over it? and Dalin and everything, and the American government, the biggest brains and engineers and big men, and you see what happened. Now they find out that they were negligent, that the launchers weren't even told of the effect that the cold weather might have, you know, on the Challenger. They didn't know, you know. And even if they were not told by the engineers of the company, they themselves are such big people, I mean the launchers, such big people, such brains, didn't they understand it? So you can see, without the Yad Lishmaya, what the Das Odom can accomplish. So like, you know, when there's the Yad Lishmaya, everything goes the normal way, so then they can talk a lot about their intelligence and accomplishment. But without the Yad Lishmaya, if for one moment the Hashgacha takes away the Yad Lishmaya, so you see what happens. So the two, the Shinis and Rashi, could be reconciled. So in other words, Odom is sleep. But when the Hashgacha acts ordinarily, when the Hashgacha acts, it acts within the framework of nature. You know what I mean? Nisim Kineged HaTeva, even the most of the miracles also operate within the framework of nature. Within the framework of nature. Let's say, for example, mentioned many times, there was a plane crash, and a certain person had a reservation on the plane. He was the last one on the plane. Then another person tried to make a reservation. The result, it's all booked. You cannot get any space. So he was angry at the whole world. That he couldn't get space. He was angry because he had attended a very important business meeting involved the loss of thousands of dollars. He was angry, and then that plane crashed and everybody was killed. And that person was angry at the whole world. So we say, because it's an S, it's an unusual S. But how did an S occur? Within the framework of nature, there was no infringing upon the laws of nature. It wasn't like Rias Yamsel and the Samakes. So usually, especially today, a Nisim operate within the framework of nature. So many times you see something unusual happen. But who will get a credit? We'll get the credit. Meshiva Yam will get credit for the Six-Day War. He'll get a credit. He's such a hero, such a genius, I mean. But he's not to get a credit. The Rebbe Yishon is to get a credit. Yet he has an Ishmael. So then, in the Kippur War, so the same Meshiva Yam did not show any glory. Because he did not have the Siyad Ishmael in the Kippur War that he had in the 6 day war. So in other words, Meshiva Yam of course was a great military leader. There is no doubt. I mean, only someone who is a fool can say Meshiva Yam is not a great military leader. But even a great military leader and a genius, when he achieves something, when he discovers something, so it's also through the Yad Lishmaya. It's with the Hashgacha. So there is a connection between the Pshat in Rashi in Bava Kamma and the Pshat in Rashi in Shabbos Daf Nun Gimel. So in other words, Odom Yisli Mazle primarily means because every human being is subject to Hashgacha Pratis. So Mele is Yishli Das Lishni Ratzme. So the Hashgacha manipulates that the person should act with sense. But it's not his sense. It is the sense of the Hashgacha that manipulated. So Ramatam means this. Not, you see, the question is, when we say Treifa Nechaya, what does it mean Treifa Nechaya? Treifa Nechaya without therapy. Without therapy, without medical treatment. But with therapy, it is Chaya. But Treifa Nechaya means There is no cure. So the Ramban in the Rashboshit is the Trifon Chayim is there is no cure, period. But the Rambam Shiti is that in respect to the treifes of the Yudchas treifes Aloch Lamish Sinai, so treifen at the Mitziv says treifen Chayim means without medical treatment, but with medical treatment it is Chayim. It is high. So Mele Odom Disli Masle Ramakam Shitin is like the Rambam. As the Mitzvah says in the Rambam, that Treifun Achayo means without medical treatment. But if you get a proper, let's say, antibiotic, a proper herb, so then you can be cured. But without medical treatment, without antibiotic, without any herbs, without anything, so why it is fatal. It is fatal. Nikvoreye, without treatment, without an antibiotic, some will die. A behemoth will die, and another will die. But a behemoth is less than another. A behemoth does not take Ashkocha points. And the behemoth has no das. It has no das. Some melee, if a behemoth has a perforated lung, so it's 99.9999 that it will be fatal. She will die. Will die. But Adam, so the Hashgacha manipulate that this person, even though it was before the antibiotic was discovered, so the Hashgacha manipulated that by chance he should eat something that is an antibiotic. In moldy food and something that is an antibiotic, that is like penicillin. So, he will be cured. Well, even if he doesn't go to a doctor, if nobody takes it to a doctor, so naturally she'll die. But an Odom, who is easily mazle, so the Ashgoche might manipulate, not always, but Hashgacha might manipulate that he should get a treatment. I mean, in an unintentional way, he should eat that herb that can cure the mark. This is what some may lay. That's the pshat in Rabbatam. Not the Rabbatam holds that the marking in the Hime is itself fatal, but the same marking in Odom is not fatal. No. Without treatment, without a cure, so if it is fatal in the Hime, it will act in a similar way upon an Odom too. But an Odom, even if nobody takes him to a doctor, the Hashgacha will manipulate, easily mazle, that he should get a cure. Without him knowing that he should eat a proper herb, machine him a behemoth. So the Hashgacha is not going to manipulate. There is no Hashgacha potis over the behemoth. So maybe there is no kashe from the more of Yev. Because by Yev did not have any medical treatment, and he lived without any medical treatment. So maybe there is an equation. And there is no kasha from the Gemara of Rav Nosson, because there was no medical treatment. Just waited a few days until the dam was nibla by itself, without therapy, without medical treatment. So without medical treatment, there is an equation between Nodom and Beit. So we have to bring Rav Natam, that Rav Natam agrees with the Shita Saramra, not with the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban and the Rashbo, the Ramban and the Rashbo, that in a higher means that there is no cure, that there is no cure, but in a higher means there is a cure, but without a medical cure, without medical therapy, so then it's fake. So maybe there is no cash.
Shmuel is Sirale, the third line from the end of the Omer.
והסתירו לי כמעט מפורס כמה הורים חרצים ומצחיסים, די נגוס האחרית של הקרס. אני כמעט עושה שני לשני, אני פורס עשינו לי כמה מנוס האחרית. חושב לו חודל, חושב לי כבר, אני יודעים לבית וכמה נסבר כמעט ניסים, וחגי חנן דומה, וטריפס דווקא. ביוש ראילו לימותי דרב מסנה, וכסנת ראי, אף אגב את אמור לנטול מס ניסים, וכל שני דרוכיש, דאבו כבר על מס ניסים, לסל יתחסריך, זה אני משני סיני, ומוצר מיונמר, לסל יתבוס רחי, וביטלתי, ואינתי מעב חייך, אני חושב טריפ פסוקי כחודה, אם כן ראי שחוס חופת ריסון לשבר נחת נחשנה מכחב וישרים על נפילי שאור המשווה וריסון ראי בכל שיר ריסון לשבר פלוק לנשם לנסיעל אינם משווה לבוס על זה בעצם ואין תיבה נקרא ובחצינו בוס אחרי צרי קרס נאמה נחש כחב יצבור את הקרוי נקרא וישרים הדברי בחצינו ריבה קרס ובדרכי ריבה קרס אם ריב בוס על ריב מה שכנה ריבה קרס אם דימה במים לחושב ריסון הרי הגרס דאב בכי יישא, אבי שמיתם לחיסון, מי שמיסי פול יספוס, דאב בקירון. יפעל החקלאי זה מכוחי, כשמקום כבר להקוסי, הוא מכושב נולי, להקוסי בי, אתה לא להקוסי דאב בטריפה, הוא יקרא להקוסי בקשיר, או תן אמריקמון, מה ימוד להם פיצפול ויפוס? טריפה, מה אם זקי נמבוצי דקידני, אז clear water, כשירו, הלוח הפול, יפעל החקלאי זה מכחי ולרפואי, כל כמה מכמה נמוך בכל יסמי קאטלי, דיבד לי סמר, חי, בי אבו עם הצון משול של שם רפואי. So you see, this is also says that no therapy is administered to you. So maybe you can give the therapy. And this is cash against the American place. Okay. It's all right here. Now, for next week, so you have to prepare, I mean, what I told you yesterday, that from hey, that from hey and Mumbol up to the two dots. But yesterday I told you, Navitei Sves, and Rashi only the first Pshat in Rashi, not like the Pshatim. But for next week, you should go over the Tei Sves, and also the two other Pshatim, which are very difficult at the option. The main Pshat is the first Pshat.
Hey the Travis by the Rosh Hashiva Shir Hey Tezayin Adar Aleph Hey Tov Shimon Vav February 25, 1986 on Tuesday.
There was no information. The air was very clear.
pardon me, please.
If we say that it's not the essential fact, all right? it's only a statistical fact. All right, you can say. But if we say that Eina Chaya is the basis of the Halation Prayer, and from this you see it's Mashma, that according to Mandoma, Trefo is Chayo, that he can live. Only it's not a life of health, but a life of sickness. All right, so some. But if the Meso is the basis of the Shem Trefo, some Mele, why is it also a Trefo? Unless we say, Kol Mandoma Trefo in a Chayo, so the basis of the Chalishim Trefo is the fact that he's Nikolomos. According to Mandoma Trefo Chayo, the basis is not that he's Nikolomos, that he's destined to be sick all his life. It's a day that there should be Machlekes and that the Rashbo says that Trefo is in a Chayo, Rashbo says Trefo in a Chayo, and so he says, even the Mandoma who says pray for Chayo, because somebody who chooses Anichas, it's a very important choose Anichas, very important choose. So somebody inquired of me, many of the prayers mentioned in the Gemara, we see they live a long time. So the Rashba says, don't believe it. Don't reject Divrei Chazal because of what people say. Don't believe it. But then he says, and even if the Hemo would live as many days and years as the Chil Oretz, so we don't appear by him. We don't appear by him. In other words, the Shach says that the Pshat in the Rashbo is, even if he lives, so we say he lives with the Achnes. He lives with the Achnes. So he lives with the Achnes because Chazal say, Treif and Achayo. And the Rashboshiti is not like Mashal. Treif and Achayo, Rof Treif and Achayo, Mashal and Miri, Rof Treif is in Achayos. But you Treif is his Achayos. But it means that all Treif is in Achayos. In Achayos. Some, and he says, and this is effect, so how about the Mandoma who says that Trefo is Chayo? So Rashbo says, Mandoma who says Trefo is Chayo, he only means he's Chayo, he's Chidesh, mortal is Chidesh. But the lifespan of the pain of the Trefo will definitely be reduced, let's say, if like this the pain is destined to live 20 years, if a great factor, so only 10 years, 15 years. So, but it's destined to die. Of course, it's destined to die, but in other words, it's destined to die in a reduced span of life. In a reduced span of life. So many Achaim say that there is a machlokes between Tesfes and Tesis in Zvachim and Rashbo. According to Tesfes, so the Mandoma who says Tefa Chayo means can live a normal span of life too. But still it's a pray for because it will live a life of sickness, not a life of health. And according to Rashbo now, so Tefa Chayo, it's destined to die. The question is, destined to die within this Chidesh, or destined to die at a reduced span of life, the reduced span of life. But there is a thesis in Chul, while thesis in Zvochim says, that with the Zayt, Yishem Olhoyo Mekeyahu Tumis Kerolei, so thesis in Chul, that good man, says something else. Turn to that good man in this side. Kufman. Omid Aleph, the first day is the Stasis of our Master, Trefes. And we don't have to go over the Taser because it's not about the Taser, it's about the Moresa. It's a whole ordeal. But the Yesh Lema, they climb from the end of the Taser. The Yesh Lema, the Hosom Dukim Leilo, Ein Svorel Maid Nahusrei, the Ella Tree, the Afal Gab de Chayo, Ein Chayo's Mamma Rubin. So even though we say the Mandoma says pray for Chayo, but in the Chayo Mamro, so they say the same thing with the Rashbo. So what is it? There is a spirit between the Tesis in Chulda of Mel and the Tesis in Svochim Dark of Design. It's not a stop. So I think that if Pshat in the case of these powers, in other words, Taisvah says, that it's not the fact that the baby is going to die that makes it into a dream. It's a prayer for because Dalach Lomish is Sinai. At all, there is only Shitas Yochit that the Miri mentions. The Miri himself agrees in the Amshe Shleime that Treifa in Achayo doesn't mean all Treifas in Achayis, half Treifas in Achayis, but there are new Treifas who can live a normal span of life. Still, the Miri and the Mashal both say, suppose a certain Treifa did live, see, it's still a song. The merely mention the Rishit and then the footnote says, Ochas Chaim, I don't have the Ochas Chaim, I didn't see it. The Ochas Chaim says, in the Hanukkah, if a certain faith did live, if there are messes, for whatever reason, then it's the best. So, of course, that chitty holds that the basis of the halation faith in the temple is the longest. And if it's not destined to die, so even if it lives because of Nessa or whatever the reason is, if it's not destined to die, so maybe there is no reason. But that's a Shita Shiyach. That's a Shita Shiyach. So that's, but there are So Mele, it has a champagne. So the Loch of Mishne Sinai declares what makis are considered serious makis. And so on and so forth. So these are serious makis. So what is the criterion whereby you determine whether it's a serious makis or not a serious makis? So the criterion is the fact that ultimately the behemoth is destined to die. That makes it into a very serious matter. So, if we say, so takes first, agrees with what the Rashba says, in Chutzan first, that even if we say Chayo, it means it can survive 12 months, can survive 2 years and 3 years, because some Chachom said that some Chayfes lived for 23 years, but have the lifespan, the lifespan is going to be reduced. Without that market, the behemoth could live, let's say, for 20 years, and with the market, the behemoth only 5 years. So, melee, it's a substantial market. So it's not just a coincidental fact, no connection at all. It's not the essential fact in the sense that the natal omus, the fact that it's natal omus, that gives it a shame. Even if the Rashba himself says, and then the Rashba, first of all, he says, don't believe what he says, because the Gemara says, like in a higher, so we cannot possibly show and reject what the Gemara says, because what this one says and that one says, they probably made a mistake. And then he says, but he mentioned that there are a number of behemoths who had an extra hind leg and they lived many, many years. So he said that the whole halacha of Kol Yesod Inot Adonai, but Treif and Achayo wouldn't apply to Yesod. Treif and Achayo applies only to, Treif and Achayo applies only to Chosek, and not yes. But, so then you ask, so why is it a trade? Why is it a trade? If the Hina Chayo applies only to the Chayo, but not to the Eser, so why is Kol Yesod Inot Adonai? That's an extra halacha. An extra halacha of Mishne Sinai. That's Kol Yesod Inot Adonai. So, on one hand, it appears from the Rosh Hashanah Rashba, that the Rashba emphasizes the natal omus aspect, that this is an essential fact. And then he says that the Deina Chayo only applies to Chosek, not to Yesa. But still it doesn't apply to Yesa, but it's just trade for just as much. So how is it? So obviously, even without natal omus, and then the Rashba says, and even if, first of all, it's not true what this is, and if it will happen, that he will live kechel oretz, that to live days kechel oretz, so it's also true. So the Shach explains it, it's in Zion, how will it live? But it can't live. Let's say Yahweh, so it can live. As the Gemara says in connection with here, so also of Yosef, but not of Shech. If that is the basis of the Shem Treifo, why did it also? Why did it also? Okay, so you could answer it, because it cannot live with the Achateva. And suppose it will be Mishtana Teva, many things, it's Mishtana Teva. You see, you say that there are certain things that will be Mishtana Teva in the course of years. So it will still be awesome. It will still be awesome. So obviously it's not based upon the fact of the Lord. The Chayy is from August and of Lord. So, but he emphasizes in Chayy, that's all. So the Pshat is, even if we say, Eina Chayy, so So the Iyachayo is only descriptive of the seriousness of the matter. In other words, it's based on Alocha Mishmishina. But Alocha Mishmishina is declaratory. Which makis, so which chesrinis are critical and serious makis. So, what's the criterion of Bible Academy? The criterion consists in the fact that this mako is such a serious mako that he is ultimately destined to die from the ground. It's a very serious mako. It's a very serious mako. And even Mamba knows his favorite higher, and his favorite is higher. But it's ultimately destined to die from the mako. Let's say, not after an age of 20 years, but after an age of 10 years or 5 years. So it's also a very serious matter. And that is the basis of the Shem. So maybe there is no stira between the thesis that the desire and the taste is, and the taste is good. The desire is broken, and the taste is that men hope. Both of the Hashbo, on one hand, he says that it appears that the fact that the Tzema Chayel is significant. On the other hand, he says that the Alot Yisa Trefe applies to Kol Yesach and Rubanga also, because Yeser, the Alot Yisa Trefe, is like that. But not only because in Chayo and Yeser is Chayo. The answer is the in Chayo is only descriptive of the degree of seriousness of the Makom. So since there is a Halacha of Kol Yesach Kenot Omdames, that means that any Yeser is as serious an injury as Chosen. If the chisorin of a certain eider makes it into a tefor, some melee, let's say, mital hakovet. Is it right? Mishtai melekolo. Suppose the behemoth has two livers. So it is just as serious an injury. And there's an abnormality as nitrakovit. But nitrakovit can live, and two liters it can live, doesn't matter. It is important, it's not a coincidental. It's not a coincidental. It's not a coincidental thing. It is a significant thing. But it's not in a higher per se that is the basis of the Chalashan faith. The Inechayo, whether Inechayo would be in Beis Chedesh or Inechayo some time before the otherwise time of the behemoth's death. So that is descriptive of the seriousness of the Mach. There is a loche called Yesakanatoma. Whenever a certain chisorin represents a very serious matter, so the excess represents the same serious matter. There's no gender. The melee, so we can say now, we said in the town now. Now we can say, I said in the Rambam, according to the Perush in the Rambam, that there are three types of praise. There is one type of praise that is based upon the Nitalons, that is based upon the Nitalons, based upon the Nitalons. And whether the Alocha Mishmishina, I mentioned it in the list of praises or not, if empirical it is determined that it's Nitalons, some melee type, And that's the reason as to why the Rambam mentions Nital Lechi Ha'Elyein. So it's like, it's not included in the Lechi Ha'Elyein. But it's made a lot. And that's the traditional recall of Bosom Asodot Tzayvah is a chayot. So what does it mean? Bosom Asodot Tzayvah is a chayot. If the lion tore up the behemoth to such an extent that the death is imminent, pending, and there is no cure, actual or potential, tore up the, in other words, it punctured the internal organs of the behemoth to such an extent that there is no cure for that pain, actual or potential, and sometimes it's a pain. So the Rambam says, there are half full, it's impossible for a pain to live if it's little lechery, because then the elements of nature will prevent the normal breathing. I mean, there's a caution. What if the intestine surgery is performed? All right, that's a caution. That has to be considered. Right. But, what the Rambam says, that it couldn't live, but it's not mentioned in our formation. But, there is a question in the Rambam, that's impossible. So the Rambam says, we should have a good and not a Macy, because by implication, the mission implies it. The second mission says they will share the paper. Little so it does imply Abu Lechayeli is not shared. The Torah says that the Pshat is a pure little Nevi Atake is shared. Alachas Kam Lechamu Lechayeli. Certainly, the is close to the Simoni, to the windpipe, to the paycheck. So, maybe it is paper. Come on, no. But Lechayeli goes without saying, for the Rambam explains it now. Only Little Lechayeli. But Little Lechayeli is paper. But why doesn't the Mishnah mention in the first Mishnah? The answer is, it's in Tzitzit. There are two types of traits. One trait is based on our relation with Sinai. The our relation with Sinai. Because the our relation with Sinai declared this trait. And another trait is, if it's the one motion, there is no pure actual potential, even if it's not in the Sinai, even if it's not in the Sinai, it's also pain. So, Nika Kumshal Meyach is included in the Awakhomish Sinai. Nitla Kareyim is not included in the Awakhomish Sinai. But, how did the Chacham know that there is no a pure actual potential. There is no actual cure, right? They did not. Potential. I mean, how can anybody know that unless we put it or become wrong? So that's the aloha of any lazy foundation of Chazal, because the Chazal had become wrong. What markers there is no cure and what markers there is a cure. So, Mocho Bechumi, so give him alone. The battle of Salmon Echoye doesn't mean that they knew the cure for Mocho Bechumi. Mocho Bechumi. All right, he gave it try and certain injuries and kidney sickness and dialysis. So dialysis is effective for certain sicknesses and not for all sicknesses. But there is a cure for everything, but we don't know it yet. So Chazal didn't know all the cures, but we had a Kabbalah that for certain sicknesses, more than the year there is quite a big deal. No, just as today, that was a problem. So Chazal didn't know either, but they had a Kabbalah, there is a cure. So Mele, it couldn't be declared as a faith in Mochul the Chulye on the basis of Nidalos, and on the basis of Lachot in Sinai. And Nitalachayeh was declared. How do you know that there was view of the second mission. But how it is, so in other words, but we ourselves cannot determine it, because if Chazal didn't mention it, that means, and there is another halacha of previous and recent Talmuds, and if Chazal didn't mention something, that means the Erech HaKodesh, that Yitl is Samon HaChayim. So, maybe it's not a Treifa on the base of the Talmuds, but on the base of what we mentioned is Sinai. So, it can be a Treifa if it's included in the list of Allah. But, in the Treifa of what we Sinai, you also say that Treifa in HaChayim. And it seems that all the Shein, I mean, like this, Achimene Achim say, is a Machlekes, this is Rajbo, but you see that it's this, that man in Khun says the same thing as Rajbo. So there is no Machlekes Shein. So that means even Mandoma who says Treifa Chayo, so it's also safer from the market. But after you base Rajbo, for 2 years, for 3 years, for 4 years, for 5 years, but it's safer almost. It's safer almost. Some maybe from the mark, not so long, just like that, but so long as from that particular mark. So maybe it says, whereas the Rambam and the Rashbo say that in a higher means, if someone is in a higher because of ignorance, that knowledge, so he says the Rambam is even a higher means without someone, but with somebody, so it can live, and it can live in all span of life too, with someone. Now I said that according to the Rambam Shite, so the type of treife that is treife because of the Lachon Yishmi Sinai, so there in a higher is only then it seems to have been spelled out. But we don't have to say it. Because after all, the Rambam mentions constantly the effect of these on the forms. And it will be slightly high. That when the Rambam mentions little almost the connection is grateful, he has in mind only the grateful like little after alien, but he doesn't have in mind the interesting of this. And that's a little about the idea. We can say that even today, even according to the Rambam, so the treifes, the inner chayo is a significant thing. I don't want to use the essential fact, but significant, but essential fact tend to indicate, suppose it goes away, let's say Ishtanach, so then it can be also, that's only a Kondiochus Kaiman, let's say she gets rid of it, no, so I use the expression significant. Why is it significant? It's significant in the sense that the halacha mission is here, I declare the tres treifes, that they are treife, but it's not exercise because of my paradigm, without any time. This is, of course, it's halacha mission. But the Loch Mishmi Sinai is based upon the fact that all these matches, all these chesrines, all these defects represent a very serious defect. And how do we know that it represents a very serious defect? Because without medical treatment, the behemoth is destined to die from the matches. It's a very serious sickness. Without treatment, so it's destined to die. It's destined to die. So the voice would say, Mikveh Areyeh is the cause, might be the cause of all kinds of infections which might result in the death of the demon. But you can give an antibiotic injection to the man, just as him. I don't know. But just as him. So then that will prevent infection. That doesn't mean that mikvah reya is not a very serious and fatal defect. It is still a fatal defect. Because without the injection of penicillin, so it will result in the death of the baby. So mainly it's not just this statistical. I said number of times this effect, but we don't have to say it. The Rosh Hashanah, we can say it. It's, you ask, how is it a significant fact? So it's not an essential fact, but it's not just a coincidental. Just a coincidental fact. Like the statistics, you know, but I mean, this is a significant fact. In other words, the fact that without treatment it's going to be fatal, that makes it into a very serious result. Into a very serious result. So you can say but there are two kinds of rapists. One rapist, well, without halacha mishnah, if it's nekelomus and there is no actual or potential cure, so merely to come to faith without halacha mishnah, and then there is another type that is also based upon the fact that it is a major chisom in the good of faith, but only if it was included in the law of the Sinai. But now, otherwise not. So if Bain has cancer, it's a very critical chisom. Here it's yesa. It's not a not cancer, is yesa. But it's a very critical yesa. It's a very critical yesa. But since there is a potential cure, and in the law of the Sinai it's not included, so Bain that has cancer, I heard of some cases. My father in Boston, he served in slaughterhouse years ago, about 40 years ago. So in the slaughterhouse, there was one baby. So the doctor of the slaughterhouse said that it was cancer. It was cancer. It was a real cancerous tumor on the lungs, the baby. Declared as mutabachila. Why? Because why wasn't it treated on the basis of lungs? Because the fact that the Mishnah, the Chachamim, didn't mention it. So, as a matter of fact, there is in certain Gemara that it has a tumor on the lungs. So it's a shayah. Indicates that the Chachamim had a Kabbalah in the middle of Samone. So it's horrible. That's my example. But vis-a-vis if it has treifes, the Ravach Mishnah Sinai is treife. But it's not if there is a kosuf like paradum. Paradum time, no, it's not like paradum. The Ravach Mishnah Sinai itself is based upon the seriousness of the chisom. And the inner chayo without treatment is descriptive of the degree of seriousness.
Thank you.
ואיתם בטרייבס שהלוך על מישים סיני ובמור אומר שישו אסון ואיס לאיס לשוח תוקשיר ויחו פי שלו נוקר so the more it says the peace of Nipulo there are two situations when Nipulo is in Terabach one situation is if after the fall from the guard the behemoth was able to stand up to walk and so on so then it's Mutaris then it's Mutaris and the other situation is if it wasn't able to stand up by itself, walk by itself, but if it stayed alive for 24 hours, and then the shchite, then it was the shchito, so then we have to be bathed in internal organs, and if we don't find any bones there in the internal organs, any serious injury, internal organs of the turbine. So the question is, Monefshach, if the bleaking, but if Shuasam is so it's only Mutaris and Shrite, if after Shrite we inspect each and every organ, internal organs. Like this, ordinarily, we only have to inspect the rail, we don't have to inspect the other organs, but what's the case of Nifulo, even if it trusts on its ways, so it's only the Teres Bachile if we inspect each and every internal. So the question is, right after the trusts on its ways, if we are paid, if we don't find any injury, so then it's Kero, because the inspection determines that he suffered an internal injury. Suppose we shacked the behemoth 1 hour after the fall, and then we inspect internal organs, we don't find an injury, it's also the Terabach. So why is it Terabach here? And why do we say that he stood up, it walked, so then if we expect it to tell us about the leg, even if it's not true as on his face, we check this immediately. Inspection. Let it be mutel without standing up. Why? So Rashi says there's no shy. That's the Allah. So obviously, I mean they all say that according to Rashi Shite, that in Ohio is only sick. So we see that. It's only the significance can manifest itself only in one situation. Case of something very poor. So if we close her up and survive for 12 months, so it's a riot that she can become free. That's the only significance of the Yechal. But otherwise, it's nothing to do. There's no significance. So that's why, in other words, and of course, obviously, in the case of Shas on the Israelis, so it is Chayom. If we make it bigger, we don't have any injury. So it's Chayom. And when Shas on the Israelis, so it's also just as an injury. So what different does it make? So why is one case Asura, another case Asura? There's a lot of questions. So Rashi Shiti is that in the Chayo is only simple. It's a simple. He has no significance except in the case of suffering. But in connection with Bagel Kreifo, it has no significance whatsoever. That's Rashi's. But that of a shame, reject Rashi's. Shah, in town. The Ram says, and also the Kashi. What is it? Monefshach. If the case of Shuas on the Israelis, so then we can decay to Teres, why is it to Teres? Because the decay verifies the fact that he didn't suffer any serious injury. So, if you go to Shasov, if you make it the end, you find everything is intact, everything is fine. So, like always, like in healthy people, so why should we be afraid of that? And so Rashi says that's powerful. So it's Rashi. Without a Rashi, you don't accept the rejection of Rashi's explanation in that. So there are two jobs. The Ram, the Rashi, I want to mention the Ram. The Ram says that like the Fulo, there are two possibilities. One is risk. Now again, respect to risk before me, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Ram. Rashi here and other places says, Cheshishin shen israsko v'nispargo v'rel. In other words, so risk-reborn means detachment. In other words, if a payment falls off from the roof, from a certain height, so it is a big possibility, it is a result of a fall. So one acre was detached from the other acre at the place of junction. There are certain bones that are attached to each other. Maybe there was a neck up. Maybe there was maybe it was detached in his car, whatever. That's from the Rambam Rosh Mishma, that risk involved means Nisigot Zoros. I said, what does Nisigot Zoros mean? In other words, the Tzuba is the function of protection. It's the function of protection. So that's the Rambam. So, now, the Ram says, I'm not aware whether the Ram agrees with the Sheet of Rashi, the Pshat, or the Rishi Kutorao, or the Sheet of the Ram. But the Ram says that by the two of there are two possibilities. One is the Rishi Kutorao, whatever the Rishi Kutorao means, whether it means detached from the place of John Cheryl, or it means Nisibetz Rosh, the Rambam says. And then, by every Nifulo, there is a Choshe of Mikro Postor. Maybe as a result, sometimes a game falls off at the height, so the mold becomes storm. The mold becomes storm, and it turns off and becomes storm. It's not just detached from the place of John Cheryl, from the other end to which it becomes storm. So that's also possible. Decay can ascertain and determine as to whether it was nuclear, whether it was created in the world. But decay cannot determine never. This would lend itself more to the Rambam's pshat. According to Rashi's pshat, that it means detachment and effective culture. Why should decay be capable of facilitating that here? So that lends itself better to the Rambam pshat. That Rishit means Rishit is us, that's a malfunction that can whether there is no function or not cannot be determined by making an autopsy of the behemoth. But you cannot. Some melee says, so there are two choshes. One choshes means Mikro, all kinds of things can happen. And the other Shtabro, all kinds of things. And the other Shoshi is, risk. Dike can ascertain and determine as to whether there was Mikri or Mikro or Shtabro, but cannot determine whether there was risk or not. Never. Some melee, there are two things that can determine as to whether it was risky. The fact that it can stand up by itself without help, or walk by itself without help, so that determines there was a risk. there had been this revolt, the Behemoth would be able, and it all lent itself more to the Amorish. So if the Behemoth was able immediately after the fall to stand up by itself without support, to walk by itself, that result the subject as to whether it was there was risk to bother. So that there was no, but then there was still possibility that it was Nikrio. So that we can find out by making an autopsy, by inspecting. Then if it survives, for this rest, the Ram says, so it also determines that there was no risk to be born. Because if there had been a risk to be born, and this potential risk to be born, so then I'm in a minor risk to be born, and we don't want to keep this up, and that happens to every person every day, or sometimes. He falls, and you know, and he lives for a short time. So, but a major risk to be born, so then the main man can overtake him. By major risky going, then he wouldn't be able to survive for 24 hours. So, but there's still possibility of Shabbo, Mikvo, Mikrio, some less of that we can determine by speaking. Right? This is the Ramchi. But many of the chains don't like it. The Rashbo says something else. The Rashbo says that there is only a social reason. But the risk of falling is only Nika after Mitzvahs. It's only Nika after Mitzvahs. It's only Nika after Mitzvahs. That's what Rashi says. So I can do. But Rashi's explanation is intangible. So Rashi's explanation is that the inner higher has no significance whatsoever. It's only simple. But the other thing might hold it is significant. But not that this is the essential fact per se. This is the essential fact per se. Now, that it's only now it is descriptive of the seriousness of the machmer, of the injury. It is such a serious injury that we, at least without medical treatment, according to medical training, if with medical treatment, it's going to be fatal. So it's not that the death that the nit alone that gives it a chavitcher. It's the fact that it is so serious an injury that gives rise to the Chalishem, of faith. Now, the Priyoshayim, I'm holding, the Priyoshayim, I'm holding, raises the question, but the Shayim, which is a Rajbore, says, there are many prayers of more ahead, that the Achoritz of Rajbore says, don't believe them, don't believe them. But the Kriya Shea also is Rashi. Don't believe them, but we see it is like that. So if it is, let's say, so the Shach says in respect to the Rashbo, the Rashbo says that even if it will live as many days as the Chiloretz, even if Kachil Yom, so it's still a song. So the Shach explains that it means to eat the darkness. So the time of the Rajpo, so we probably had a few cases, so you can see the darkness. Many, so it's not the start of the thing. They all live the darkness. So that's why the Kriya Shea says it is interesting that the Kriya Dalet of the place Moshe, the Chulam Tres, permission that it should be in regard to operations, but doctors say that this operation might expedite the death of the patient and be invite and invite him dying with the evaporation. But the evaporation is not performed, that's in certain kinds of pictures. So evaporation not performed, then he should die with his performance. But the evaporation would perform, maybe he'll live for many years, and maybe he'll die in the midst of evaporation. So the Chinese, whether there is a head-up or the child comes up now, unfortunately, the child comes up. So Kamesha says there that he says there that he also says, I mean, that the greatness of the Bahamian is based upon our actions. And I mean, and of course, Ashmo says, I feel yielded to your mel, so it's really effective in some place. But the question is, the more it is, apparently, Ramesh, I don't know why you were mentioned, and it seems I don't know why you were mentioned. But he assumes the great like the Rajbo and the Ramban, the great the higher means, and even someone, he doesn't mention the Ramesh as the Ramban, but he says something else. That he doesn't mention, I don't understand why he doesn't mention the Tzim, but I'm sure that Ramesh mentioned, or he's aware of the Tzim. But he doesn't mention it. So then he has the kashi, the kashi asks the back to say that he can live. So Ramesh needs the same diet that the kashi asks. He says, in the course of the years, it's the shtanater. It's the shtanater. The kashi even asks a very interesting question. He says, the shtanater. So he says, how come shtanater? But that means, The time of Manitoba, it was in Chai. And the time of Sinsa Tonu, it was also in Chai. Now, between the time of Manitoba and the time of Sinsa Tonu, it was close to 2,000 years, over 89 years. Between Sinsa Tonu and his days, the Prayer Share, I think, was one of the first Rabbanim in the Middle East. So he probably lived in the 18th century, the Persian, in the 18th century. I mean, that's my introduction. So he says, since Talmud and his days, it's only 1400 years. So how come, he asked that question, how come that between Tzman and Sinza Talmud, there was no Ishtanatera. And between Sinza Talmud and his day, as he says, we don't understand everything. There was Ishtanatera. That's why the Friar says, Ramesha says the same thing. And Ramesha, of course, so he says, even if we say that it's a basic fact in Chai, we still cannot say, like the Ochis Chaim, which is Shitas Yochim, since it's Shana Teva. So, Nikva Reya should be Kseo. That's what he cannot say. Why? Because even if it's a basic thing, so the criteria is the Eino Chai of his mama. Like everything else, for example, in the Gala to creation. So it stores my kingdom. So, when he's my Krishna, he will show me the fourth of the day. Why? Because there are no walking to get up. He will show me the statue today. I don't know whether they are such, whether they are any oriental walking. There are some oriental walking. Same, I mean, I don't know. So, but this man, this statistical fact, does not hold to today. But still, no one could say, since the Derech of Melachim, like Hussein, or Queen Elizabeth, is to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what time to get up. But I assumed it.